Delvin Johnson is one of 600,000 postal employees. 10 years ago, he was one of 800,000. The cut in staff comes as the volume of mail in the United States is declining. Faced with expected losses of $7 billion in 2010, the Postal Service says Saturday delivery should be dropped altogether. But Johnson thinks it's misguided.
It will be a terrible waste, a terrible cost to the country because, you know, once you get used to something, people expect it, you know. Even though some people say it will be all right, but and you have some other people saying that they will miss the service.
Out on his route on a rainy Saturday morning, Washington residents greeted Johnson by his first name.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Tyra Goodman from Australia likes the human contact.
I have to say, when we first moved into the neighborhood, Delvin was like our daily visitor, and the kids look forward to him coming, and he was the first person whose name we knew in a new country. He was the first American person who we met, really.
Goodman says she would miss Saturday delivery.
It's always nice to get a little package on a Saturday, but if it means not paying people properly or having to cut down, well, I'd understand.
The Postal Service is more than 200 years old. It has prided itself on getting the mail through to every corner of the United States. The letter carrier has held a hallowed place in American culture. The Postal Service also wants to shut down some post offices and cut back on funding health care for retired mail carriers. Some lawmakers say stopping Saturday delivery could mark the beginning of the end of traditional mail. The union that represents letter carriers is opposing that change, which Congress has to approve. Deputy Postmaster General Pat Donahoe tells VOA the changes would help.
If we're able to do a few of the things that we are promoting around the ability to take costs out of our system, I think we can be very, very vibrant and very relevant going forward.
Johnson has been a letter carrier for 30 years. He's nostalgic about an earlier era.
So what I would like for the country and everybody to know, you know, with the age of the computer, it takes time, you know, for us to try to keep up with the computer. But if some people would start, you know, writing again and sending their bills by mail, maybe it could ease a little the burden as far as the financial difficulties that we're in.
He says the mail carrier remains an important figure in American communities, but polls show Americans would prefer fewer days of mail delivery to higher prices for mailing letters and packages. And so neither snow nor rain nor gloom of night stops these mail carriers, according to the motto. But financial losses could get in their way. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.